Chance Rants 38. Yesterday's obstacle overcome becomes today's self-respect. I manage a warehouse for a garage door wholesale company. Yesterday was truck day. Truck day is a semi-trailer full of garage doors that have to be unloaded by hand because any other way damages the doors. It's hard work. And that's fine. I like hard work. And we got the job done. No problems. And then I called my dad after I got off of work because he'd asked me for some help moving some heavy things around. And I had told him I would show up last week to do it, but I did not. There were events that got in the way, but I could have made it work. But I shirked my duty to my father. So I called him today after having, or yesterday, I guess, after having a very difficult day at work. To go help him do some hard things. The reason I did that was because I knew I needed to get the job done. And it was also a form of sort of self-reproach. Since I didn't do it when it was going to be easier, I went and did it when it was harder to remind myself to keep my word. Something to be gained from doing that, because when I went home after helping my dad, number one, I saw an accident happen on the freeway between a dump truck and an SUV, and I was glad that wasn't me. And then number two, normally I cook the dinner. Done a lot of cooking in my life, and I'm good at it, and I have a deal with my wife worked out. I do the cooking, she does the dishes and the cleaning of the kitchen, and that deal is beyond satisfactory in my book. But yesterday, I went home. My wife was already cooking dinner, which was nice. And then we went outside to eat our dinner. And I noticed that my eldest daughter had been chewing her fingernails. She's done that her whole life, and we've had talks with her about it. And that's okay. It's one of those things that we're working through with her, because stuff like that always has an underlying additional component. But I started in with my daughter, and a lot of times when I come home from work, I'm not necessarily in the most patient of moods. And yesterday would have been more likely to be one of those days than many others, but I was supremely patient and calm. And my wife and I sent the other two daughters inside, and we talked to my daughter for a while. We pried open her mind and her heart a little bit, and we talked to her about her potential. She's a very great artist. She's really, really good. Of all the things that I have encouraged her to do, she has taken to the artistic expression game like no other thing. but she chews her nails, right? So she has these hands that are capable of really amazing things, but she's also causing damage to those hands. And we had sort of a... we talked to her about things like this. And she had a moment where she broke down. She said, "Is there something wrong with me?" And she wanted to run away, but we stopped her from doing that gently. And my wife was very frank with her in response. She said, "Sweetheart, part of being a human is that there's something wrong with you. Everybody's got something wrong with them. That's part of being human." And I added to my wife's response that those things that are wrong with us are opportunities. They highlight the ways in which we have the greatest opportunity to grow. They show us where our system of thought and belief and action is failing. So we continued to have this talk with my oldest daughter. And at the end of it, I sort of just bared my soul and told her how proud of her I was and how much potential she has and how much I am concerned as her father that she might be making choices or engaging in behaviors that would limit her ability to use that potential to its fullest, and how wasted potential becomes a curse. And we had a moment of eye contact after I had finished being a channel from my Heavenly Father to my daughter, where her soul was open to mine and mine was open to her, and words weren't necessary. And then I had her come over to me and I gave her a big long hug. And at the end of the hug, I told her, "I believe in you because you're worth believing in." And then I said it again to her, "I believe in you because you're worth believing in." And then the family all gathered inside. And normally at this time of night, I would have started to disconnect from the family to wind down for the night, go grab a book, something like that. But instead, I went into the family room and I asked my middle daughter to get a story and read it to me. And she's a super genius. My oldest daughter is very smart. 90th percentile or above on everything. But my middle daughter is 99th percentile and above on everything but social skills. She's a lot like her dad. She's six, barely. Just barely turned six, and she was reading Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. And it blows my mind how well she reads, and the whole family sat back to listen to her. And my wife and I were smiling at each other constantly, and my oldest daughter too. She's very impressed with her younger sister. And my youngest daughter passed out on the couch. And earlier in the evening, as we were unpacking, my wife found one of our own old camcorders. And we found footage from our honeymoon. And we watched that and laughed about how young we were and how much we've grown and how far we've come. And then we found video of our oldest daughter, who's 10 now, when she was 6 months old, 7 months old, her first Christmas, So it was a perfect evening for our family. Oh, and I forgot to mention, after that talk that we had, my daughter came in and volunteered to do the dishes, which I was on the hook for. And my wife even said, no, Daddy's got to do the dishes. And she said, no, I've got to do the dishes. And then she went about doing them. And I explained to her that I appreciated that because I'd had a hard work day. And to have her volunteer to do that on a day like that was especially impactful, and I appreciated it. And she beamed. So my point is, yesterday was a hard day, physically demanding. And that's fine, I like those days. But normally I would have gone home to cook dinner, and I would have had various responsibilities that would have taxed me further. But instead, I worked hard at work. And then I went over to my dad's house and I helped him do some stuff and worked hard. Because I had promised him, and I had failed to meet that promise, and so I went and did it. And I don't... This is not about any sort of self-aggrandizement or anything like that. Because my point is this. When I chose to go fulfill the responsibility that I had brought upon myself and keep my word on a day when it was least likely that I would have, I then drove home and was fortunate enough to be reminded that life is precious by seeing an accident on the freeway of great severity. And then I got home to find that I was being served dinner. And then I was given the opportunity to instill important messages and principles in my daughter, and to be blessed with the patience to do it in a way that she would be receptive to. And then was rewarded with her stepping up to do something to help me, as a sign that she had heard my message and was willing to act upon it. And then we were able to gather around as a family and enjoy the brilliance of my middle daughter. These are gifts. And yesterday's effort was not the only contributing factor to these gifts. I've worked hard for a long time to have the family and the home that I have and the life that I have, and I'm proud of it. I'm grateful for it. But we all require reminding from time to time that what we do matters, that it has an impact, that doing the right thing leads to blessings. And I'm not even suggesting that there's a direct cause and effect relationship. I'm just saying that it just so happens that on the day that I decided to repair a broken promise, and on a day when it was least likely that I would have, I was rewarded deeply. And it was a day that ended with everything that I hope my life is full of. And I guess if I have a message to you here at the sort of end of this rant, it's threefold. Number one is, you'll never be in a position to have a day like I did unless you put in the work to build a life in which it's possible. My life doesn't have to be your life. My rewards don't have to be your rewards. But you should know who you are and what you want and build a life that gives that to you. Number two is, make a promise, keep a promise. My father has done more for me than any person in my life. He's been an excellent father, and I like to help him do things. And he's not necessarily even one who wants my help. But what he asked me to do is something that he couldn't do by himself. So he asked for my help, and I told him I would do it. I told him I would do it last week, and I didn't. But I went and helped him. And he appreciated it, and it was no big deal to him that I showed up on Monday instead of last week, but it was a big deal to me. Because my word is important to me, and my father is important to me, and the people who care about me most are the people who I want to serve most. And as an additional aside to that, you should be careful the promises you make, right? There's no such thing as a broken promise that doesn't diminish your self-respect. And the third is, be sure to be actively seeking the blessings you have in your life. Look for them. Pay attention to your life. And look for the ways in which you are fortunate. Notice them and appreciate them. Notice the blessings in your life and appreciate them. Celebrate them even. It's like one of my teachers, Kirk Duncan, taught me. You can't have the dollars until you celebrate the pennies. Notice the smallest blessings in your life. You're more blessed than you know. We all are. But actively seek out the ways in which you're blessed and notice them and celebrate them. The things that you pour your love into grow. The things that you pour your attention into grow. Pour your love and attention into the things that you're lucky enough to have and watch them grow and multiply. And with that, my friends, no ranting about politics or narrative, no random freestyles today, no clever sort of layered conversation trying to convey points to different audiences on different levels. Just a little bit of genuine sharing of my heart and my life with you. Because I care about people. I care about you. I hope you do well. And I hope that you can maybe take something from my experiences and my thoughts that I've just shared with you to help you become a little more satisfied and appreciative of the things that you have. Thanks for taking the time.